play.
Lord, is our God.
One more song for you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just really, really on charge tonight. Literally, praise Yahweh. How lovely is your dwelling place, oh, Yahweh, Mighty One, Eternal of all. Yes. How lovely is your dwelling place. Pray, shall we? Your dwelling place. Automobiles, or wherever you're listening around. Maybe you're downloading on your computers. Maybe you are just sitting by the old shortwave and tuning in to WWRV and the Shepherd's Call. We got a lot to thank Yahweh. Tonight we just want to praise Him. You know, in the praise, He inhabits, we've already discovered, in Acts chapter 16. We're going to tell you why we're shouting and we're on top of the mountain here. But we first want to tell you what we've been through to claim the victory. In Acts 16, 23 through 26, I'd like to take a little time to tell you about the tremendous sacrifice that you've got to give to please Yahweh. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. You know, we came into this world, literally a prison, and the purpose of the Messiah to come to set the captives free and those that sit in the prisons and in darkness, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, made their feet fast in the stocks, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto Yahweh, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. The power of praise has brought victory to the patient. You know, we've been trying to, for the last 12 years, we have really tried to find a festival site that we believe that Yahweh would be in, a part of, and he would approve. And we've been through several, what you would call trial runs. And the trial of your faith, knowing that persistence and patience keep on knocking. At first you don't succeed, you're going to try again. And we have been trying and trying and trying. And here, and would they have laid many stripes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that was on the pleasant side. It wasn't pleasant to the flesh, man. The disciples themselves were attacked by Satan, who had made them to be the villains and the world system church to be, in control and blessed and prospering. And of course, the scripture says, marvel not if the righteous are cast down and the wicked prosper. That's the devil's game here. He rules and reigns in the hearts of a lot of people. And Satan is going to obstruct. He's going to put stumbling blocks in your way. But here in the last year, there has been a new dimension of praise coming from the faithful, the tithers. You know, every time I get a tithing check, and it's addressed to Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. The earnest and the desire for the group to prosper is proven by the love at the post office. When I go and I open it up and it's a letter from you, many of you have written me, many of you support me with your tithes every month, faithful. You sacrifice and it hurts. You've been beaten with the stripes. You've been criticized for helping Pastor Buddy. I am a very controversial soldier, and the devil don't like me. He doesn't like the people that we teach. He don't like for the people to be taught, of course. The devil don't want you to know the truth so that you can lift up your hands in praise. You know, we were closing today. Today was the closing day, and it's 9:20:10. Now, if you take 9 and add 2, that's 11. Now, that's a master number in the chain of numerics for Yahweh, biblically speaking. 11 was the birthright son. He's the one that got the property. And so then, it just so happened that 9 and the 2 is 11. And then 10 is 12. In other words, the reduced to 1, the year, 10, would be 1, which would equal 12. 12 is a symbolic number. Also, we gave $148,000, and if you reduce that to its figures, reducing it down like boiling water down, you would say 1 and 4 and 8. 1, 4, 8. Well, we all know that is 13. Now, that really blessed me to know that the price of the property, although we didn't really want to pay that price, we did want to please Yahweh, and we do believe that Yahweh's in our numbers here, and that Yahweh has given us the power to praise Him, and this respect, that all things work together to the good of them that love and are called according to His purposes. And we've got a beautiful feast property that costs us $148,000, 20 acres, and we just left it. I drove, well, I'm not going to tell you how fast I drove, but Yahweh kept the county mounties and the state troopers and everything, kept them in the coffee shops and let me slip through one more time from Sweetwater, Tennessee. I left there at 7 o'clock, and at 15 minutes till 9, our time, I had 15 minutes to set up my recorders, and get ready. Matter of fact, Bob was talking to me coming up on the cell phone, and I told him I was going to have to do like Superman tonight. I was going to have to do the program hanging out of a phone booth, and I didn't really think I could make it. I really did speed a little bit. I apologize to the inhabitants of the highway. I do know that Yahweh had his hands on top of mine, and we got in here 15 minutes early, so it was an hour and 45 minutes, and it usually is a 2.5 or at least a 2 hour and 45 minute drive, normal. But we did make it in here to go ahead and praise Yahweh and to lift up his holy name in power and glorify him. Now, we just had a wondrous meeting with the five individuals that was permitted by Yahweh to be privileged. Now, a lot of our brothers and sisters would have been here had we called it and demanded them, come on down. Yet it wasn't needful. We're coming into the festival next month on the 20th. We got good news for you in that regard. The occupants of the land was not required to leave until the 20th of next month. And of course, the festival begins on the 21st. Well, there's no way that we could set up the tent, do a few things that we actually needed to get done. There's going to still be a lot of things we can't get done, but we're going to get in on, guess what, the 13th. They're moving out on the 12th, and we're moving in on the 13th. Praise Yahweh. And we're going to put up the old-fashioned gospel tent there. And so around the 13th, if you've got nothing to do and you would like to participate in erecting the tent, you see, the Levite priesthood, now I know that we got a couple brothers in Knoxville that live real close. We're not wanting you to drive all the way across the United States to get there to do it, and although some of you are quite willing and would come if I ask you to, and to which I'm deeply appreciative, but we don't really need it. We'll get a couple of brothers visiting me last night from Knoxville, and it's just about a little over an hour's drive for them, and they, if they can see their way clear that evening or maybe the next day or whatever, they're going to come down and help us put up the tent. And so I believe things is going to work together. Virginia and Sister Thelma are making plans to get the cooking utensils. We're going to be cooking old-fashioned campfires. We hope and trust that you can bring your tent. We got plenty of room for you to camp and park. And we expect a great tabernacles this festival. And, of course, the fall season is coming in on the 21st. How about that? Praise Yahweh. Isn't that ironic? That here in the 13th month year where we just got through, we had to count the 13th month, and it put us basically 1 month in a season to keep the seasons in correct order for next year. So we're 30 days late on the time clock of the lunar calendar, which is what we worship and observe. And we're willing to debate that subject. I was going to tell you that 148, which makes 14, and reduce it on down, 3 and 1 is 4, and 4 is the rest commandment, the day of rest. And we just opened a bottle of wine and a little bread, and we took communion there well about 2 hours and 30 minutes ago. We were lifting the cup to Yahweh, dedicating the gate, the King's Gate Inn, officially. We done got the banner made. Welcome to the King's Gate Inn. And the brother said, well, why did you put I-N-N? Why didn't you just put in King's Gate Inn, which he is the door and the gate? And I said, well, you know, when he come, there was no room in the INN. Now that we've got a place for you to bring your own camping gear, and you can camp out old-fashioned way, we're going to put up the bean pots, cook beans hanging on the poles, and you know, in your tent, and you can see the stars at night, and do it in grand style to observe the heavens is what Yahweh wanted you to do, and also to remember that in your comfort of your homes, that you got real comfortable, for you to always remember what your brothers were commanded to do, to sleep out under the stars in the tents at tabernacles. Yahweh promised he would tabernacle with you. So we're very excited. The closing went off without a hitch. We had one item to clear up on contract. With that cleared up, just perfect. The folks agreed to our terms this time. We had made no demands. We paid their asking price. We were very careful not to offend anyone and to give them their price, which we did. And by the help of those who tithed and those who made special tithes and offerings for the fee side, we came out with $150, and that's exactly what we needed, closing costs and all. We came right out on the money, praise Yahweh, and so everything worked beautiful. The people were very nice to us and very courteous and opened their gate up. We had to go down and measure the gate to make sure that the motorhomes that they would be coming. Brother Bob has got an extremely large motorhome, and he's got to have it wide and clear of all obstacles like trees and things. And you won't believe this. We didn't have to cut the gate down and redo it and widen it. It's 17 feet wide. And 7-1 is 8 into the gate. There's a new beginning at the house of Yahweh in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Now, we're going to give you the address when you call. So if you're planning on attending, we plan on giving you the address. It's sort of a secret address. We don't want all the riffraff and all of the gawkers and the people just coming to do their thing. We want sincere people that are really interested in coming to tabernacles. Now, we're going to do according to the Bible, Leviticus chapter 23, for the praise hour. We're going to praise him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. How lovely, Yahweh, is your dwelling place, the King's Gate Inn. How lovely it is. You're going to like it. It's nothing special. It's nothing elaborate. You don't have any fancy buildings on it. But it does have the heart and praise and the power and the desire of the righteous to have a place where that we can suddenly raise our hands, just like the apostolic fathers, who when they were striped and beaten and opposed and talked about and ridiculed, just like we have for the last 12 years. Now, Yahweh's opened the door to the prison. He's given us power to praise him and to sing and to overcome the earthquakes. And the doors are open now at the King's Gate Inn. And we know that in Psalms 22, verse 3. Now, listen to this. The Bible says that Yahweh inhabits the praise of his people. Psalms 22:3. Yahweh dwells in the atmosphere of his praise. When we get to singing and praising, and, you know, I don't know about our neighbors if they're going to object to us of praising and singing. I'm sure they can hear us, because we just don't know where that we could get back far enough. If they wouldn't, the mountains echo down here in the Smokies, and they ring for a long way. We just hope that we don't interfere. If you like to hear good mountain music, and you like to hear praising and hallelujah, hallelujah, we got something to praise and shout about. Listen to this. Listen to this now. Praise is a vehicle of faith. Listen to this now. Which brings us into the presence of the power of God. Praise and worship is the gate pass. Now, we want you to come, but we want you to come and enter his gate with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him, and to bless his holy name. Mark this one now. Psalms 100, verse 4. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Now, notice what Matthew 18:20 says. A gathering in his name. A gathering in his name. That's what this is going to be. A place to gather in his name. Now, Yahweh loves praise. He loves people to be happy. Right now, we've got a whole lot. It's just a little 20-acre plot. But in the center of this property, where we'll find the center, we will build an old-fashioned altar, and we will praise him. And if you ever noticed when the gifts of the Spirit operate, have you ever noticed it, that the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit usually becomes evident in a time of worship and praise? You can, if he's there, you're going to feel it. Now, some think that worship is a response after the Holy Spirit moves upon them, but you've got to stir yourself up. You just can't sit there like a knot on a log and cold as a piece of German kraut on a Siberian morning. You just can't do that. You've got to stir yourself up. I told people when I was stationed in Greenland, it gets 60, 70 below up there real easy. And they said, well, how did you keep warm? And we were right across the Bering Straits from the Russian territory in Siberia. I said, oh, we used one of those Russian stoves that we captured. Oh, man, you mean you went over and raided the Russian camp and got... Yeah. Well, what kind of stove? I said, it's a Russian stove. Well, what kind of stove is a Russian stove? I said, you have to rush up and down to stay warm. So when you want to feel the Spirit, you got to stir yourself up, lifting up the praise that inhabits your mouth. Make it a joyful sound. No, I'm going to get into what a praise is here. I'm really stirred up. I wish I could just really turn loose here tonight. And I wish Miss Thelma was down here with the guitars. And boy, I tell you, I feel like praising him. And our guitars at Hallelujah Acres, we left them down there thinking we was going to be down there doing most of the praise worship. And now we've got a praise seaside. It's only 35 miles. 5 3/8, by the way, and that's another new beginning. We got another new beginning. Did you know in Matthew 15:8, genuine praise is a matter of humility and sincere devotion to Yahweh from within. If you've got something inside, then music will begin to stir it up, and if you'll turn it loose, if you won't hold back, you know, the people demanded that the little children who were praising him said, tell them children to be quiet over there. And the report back to him was, if these hold their peace, the rocks will cry out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to hold our peace. Now, we're going to praise Yahweh by, therefore, we offer the sacrifice of praise to Yahweh continuously, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, Hebrews 13:15. Now, if you like old-fashioned suppers, you know, we're just going to have two meals a day. If you want anything else to eat, you have to fix it yourself. The ladies will be serving two meals a day, and we're just going to gather around, and, you know, we're going to have to be in that old tent again. And Yahweh willing, and we fared, although it rained every day, I was amazed at the power and the faith of and the endurance of the people. I read in the Bible, it reminded me that they attended Tabernacle Festival in 2 Chronicles, and it rained a heavy rain upon them. It wasn't a curse. It was a trial of your faith. When the apostles were beat, their praise was an expression of their faith and a declaration of victory, said Paul and Silas to the old jailer, "Do yourself no harm. We're all here. Ain't nobody wanting to escape. The prison that you've got us locked in is just another place for us to gather and praise." That's how they looked at it. Praise sends the enemy, Satan, running for the fence. Praise Yahweh. You know, we prayed a while ago, less than 3 hours ago, we prayed that Yahweh would bind every demonic spirit in that area that would seek to cross. You say, "I just don't believe that there's any bad spirits nowhere." You just don't know the power of Satan. Now, the power of the air. When you feel oppressed, and when you feel threatened, and when you feel like there's hatred and violence and emulation and strife, you know that the power of Satan has taken over the territory of Yahweh. But notice this, since praise manifests Yahweh's presence, you can realize that praise repels the presence of the enemy, Satan. Lift up Yahweh, and Satan, the enemy, will flee from you. He can't stand where people praise. He wants the praise. You know how you praise Satan? Be hateful and be envious and be strifeful and be jealous and be a tightwad. Some people want a free lunch. You know, but our people are all heavy sacrificers, although they don't have a lot of money. If everybody is willing to help, whosoever offers praise, glorify me, and to him that orders his conversation aright, him I will show the salvation of Yahweh. Psalms 50, verse 23. I love that verse. Whosoever offereth praise glorifies me. Now listen to that. When you offer up praise, we got a lot. You know, when you come to this tabernacle at the King's Gate Inn, you ought to come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Bring your tent, bring your pillow, bring your sleeping bag. It may be cool in the night down here in Tennessee mountains. Sometimes it gets down to 50 degrees in this month's weather, and it could get a little cooler. And so the mountains get real cold, but the days get real warm and nice. Hopefully, praise Yahweh. And we're going to try to have a place for you to go shower at the hotel. We'll rent a hotel and keep it rented. And just a place for you to shower and refresh yourself a little bit. And things of this nature, if you need to leave the feast grounds for any time, you can go to the room, the rented room. The motel's only 4 miles away, and you can shower, and you'll probably have to get you a permission slip from somebody that will put in charge of it, so they won't be 10 or 12 hours sitting around waiting on the next guy to shower. But we'll try to stagger it and schedule it where you can get in, get your shower, and get out, and someone else can get in. Now, let me tell you something. Praise sends the enemy running. Remember that. Pastor Buddy's telling you right now, praise. The power of praise sends the enemy running. Well, we put him on the run today. He's still going up 75 just to trucking, buddy. Praise Yahweh. The devil had to flee. And we claimed the territory for Yahweh. Now, notice this. Yahutah actually means praise. And knowing that Yahweh manifests his power through praise, they sent their army against their enemies led by praisers. Now listen to that. Now I said, when they were in a battle, they sent the praisers. Not the appraisers, but the praisers. Now here was myself and my faithful wife Thelma, and here was Odell and Virginia, the faithful disciples, and here was Pard from Illinois, and that made five witnesses of praising and power. in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Well, we had five, and five is an praise Yahweh. Here's the little general named Yahshua. He led the people of Israel with these praisers, these little, they weren't soldiers, I mean male soldiers. They were praisers, meaning that they were sisters that were out there with the tambourines. That's your tithers and people. You see, the army marches by cash. It's not a walk of faith. We got to have cash to operate. And so help me, Yahweh must have known everyone that was needed and everyone that gave normal regular tithes to me to make sure that my hands were held up and the radio bills were paid. I really appreciate that. After they give heavily, they remembered that I had needs in the radio program to outlift and to carry on. Now, when they went ahead of the army declaring this in their praise, praise Yahweh, for His mercy endures forever. And like the scripture said, when they began to sing and praise, Yahweh set ambushes against the smitten or the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22, which means praisers. They picked the wrong people to beat up on. When you praise Yahweh, when they begin to praise His name, it sends the enemy always in confusion and running. And if you'll accept my challenge tonight to become a person of praise and a smile, give me a smile. Some people just fascinate me with their exuberance and their faith. They're not bad-mouthing. They're not nitpicking. They're not complaining and murmuring. Israel has got a tendency, and most people in Israel that are Israelites have got this inbred genetic curse, which is murmuring and complaining. Yahweh hates it. And I know I've heard my shower of praisers, and I've doubly had my part or share of those who murmur and complain. It will more than triple what the praisers. There'll just be a few praisers and a whole lot of murmurs and complain. Nothing's right. The water's too cold. The weather's too cold. It's too wet. Like I said, we were in the festival here in Passover, and people literally had to stand out in the rain and watch the performance of the Passover, which the Bible says to do, and they obeyed it, and I watched. Because, when you see people obeying the Word, you know they've read the Word, and they won't obey the Word. Faith, praisers. Now, let me give you just a few expressions of biblical examples of praise. Declaring of thanks. I just read you that one in Hebrews 13 and 5. Clapping hands and shouting. It ain't against the law. I'm telling you, white people are. They need to take a lesson from the black folks. You need to get up off your hands. White people will dig and hold on to the bottom of the chairs. Even when they feel the Spirit, they'll quench it. You don't know that you're putting the brakes on. If He dwells in the praise, He wants you to open your mouth and praise Him. And here in Psalms 47 and verse 1, check it out. Clap your hands and shout and praise. Now, notice this one. And I tried to get in on this one the other night, never did get around to declaring the 150th Psalm. Here it is. The musical instruments and praising and dancing. The power of praise. Awesome. The whole chapter of the book of Psalms is about praise. I just love to, one of these days we'll get our guitars and we'll get our drummers and man, I You know, I wish I had a drum roll behind me tonight, and I wish I had an orchestra. I wish I had a good banjo player and a fiddle player and a good old finger-picking Southern guitar rebel Yale guitar player, and maybe some tambourines from the Little Sisters and him shouting their headbands off. Praise Yahweh. Here it says, make a spiritual hymn and singing and making melody in spiritual songs of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Think about it now. Praise is powerful. The enemy sets to run when he hears people praising Yahweh. Making a joyful noise, Psalms 98:4. Joyful. What you got to be happy about? Well, let's see. Oh, this bill and oh, that bill. And maybe you haven't sacrificed enough. Maybe you haven't really paid your way through sacrifice to put a shout on your lips. I'm part of this. I helped this happen. If you tithe, if you even just sent me a letter of encouragement to give me faith to go on. I tell you, my faith has been tried. I've been in the prison. I've been whipped. I've been beat. I've been misunderstood. I've been misquoted. And all these are things that put you in prison, mental, spiritual prison. But however, I obeyed Psalms 98:4. Check it out in the Bible. Make a joyful noise unto Yahweh. By lifting up our hands and opening our mouth, according to Psalms 134:2, by lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting, praising Him from the rising of the sun, we ought to be shouting all the time. I know it's impossible. I know we got flesh villains. And, some of them might begin to think he was crazy if you went around shouting and praising and laughing and cutting up and feeling good all the time. The devil don't like that. He wants you to walk up on an angry person and hear him curse and belittle and curse God and die and all that type of thing.
We can't do it. It's too far, too cold, too wet. Not the right time.
It ain't never the right time for the devil. But the time to praise Yahweh is like in Psalms chapter 4, verse 3 through 5. And Psalms, this is the one I wrote a song on. Be still, my blessed brother, and know that I am Yah. I died for you upon the torture stake, though you knew me not. I hungered and I thirsted when I come across this barren land. Open your mouth and praise me, and I'll give you the power to understand. Psalms 46:10, by being still. My Yahweh told me one time, he said, won't you just settle down and wait on me? Be still and know. Be still means, that don't mean that you have to sit like a hermit or a yoga. Being still means in your spirit, understand that it's the power of praise that'll get it done. By being loud. Now, when it says loud, if you've got something to shout about, most of us ain't. Or at least that's what the devil makes us think. But if you're breathing, you got something to shout about. If you're well and you can get up and go to work and earn a living and support your family and put food on their table and clothes on their back. I really begin to appreciate my dad. My dad was handicapped. He had an accident and lost one of his arms and lost one of his eyes. And my mother was a hard-working German woman and full of love for her family. And she loved her Creator. And so did my dad. And I was so blessed and honored because when times got hard, they got on their knees. And we've got a way that if time gets hard first, we go to the bank and borrow more money. And the people that loan it are laughing out loud because they know we ain't going to never pay it back. You know, just a little credit card debt, like, say, Sears Roebuck. Let's say that you've got a 5,000 credit card debt. It'll take you 35 years on normal payments to pay it off. I mean, it's ridiculous. praise him by being loud. Make a loud, joyful noise according to Psalms. Listen to this one now. The same figure today was in a check, a cashier check, that I had wrote here at the bank, number 333. Well, in Psalms 33, verse 3, it said, praise him in a loud voice on the loud-sounding cymbals. Oh, my. I used to go to a church that we had a brother there, bless his heart. Have to close out here. Time is coming on. I really didn't think I'd be here at the studio, sitting here behind the mic, doing this program tonight. We just rushed in and barely got our recording system set up and a phone on, and we had to call in and get on the air and hook up. So, Yahweh bless you. If you'd like to inquire about the address of the property where you can attend the festival coming up next month on the night of the 21st, that's the full moon, when we will begin to keep the tabernacles. Now remember, the atonement day, the fasting, is on the 17th of October. Remember that and observe that time to sanctify yourself and get yourself ready and come on with praise and honor and glory, and Yahweh will bless you going in, and Yahweh will bless you going out. Praise ye Yahweh. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty act. Praise him for his excellence. Praise him for with the sound of the trumpet. Man, I can't wait to hear old Stephen play old glory down there when we raise the flag. Praise Yahweh. And praise him with a psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. You tell me that you ain't supposed to use stringed instruments. And these people that are dead, I don't blame them. I wouldn't use nothing either. I would use a funeral parlor music, most of what they play. Praise him with the loud sounding cymbals out of the book of the Psalms. And praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals in the book of Psalms 150. It's a good thing to give thanks to Yahweh and to sing praises to his name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. That's what we're coming together for. If you would like to know where we're at, have the address to the property, call me or write me, and I'll return it. Send you the map of how to get to the feast site next month. Make plans to be with us. And if you'd like to be baptized in the great and the magnanimous and the most magnificent name, we'll get that done for you too. His deliverance. When you praise and worship, Yahweh's going to deliver you, as it is in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 that I took for a text. And the first 20 verses. Yahweh comes down to deliver the people when they praise and worship him, and the devil has to flee from him. Well, tonight, I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul. I know they're happy about this. 1-877-289-7439. Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. And the tithe and offerings of the brothers and sisters who hold my hand up on the radio ministry. We still got to pay the bills. And we thank you for remembering us. Every tithe and offering that we receive to keep our hands held up, and we've been supplied. Yahweh has supplied our needs. Praise Yahweh. We weren't lacking for any money. Today we just laid all of the due monies for the property. We own it right now. It's being registered. We'll have it in 2 weeks. When Brother John gets down here, he'll of course look at the contract and the deed, and when they will set about putting it in a trust with the elders and everything, and then we can praise Yahweh. We'll know where the feast site's going to be. All of the things that you can bring to us and donate, we still need a tractor. If you would be so kind, now we can get a used. We don't want a new one. They'll cost about $35,000-$40,000, depending on what you can pay. We could take a used one. We looked at a used tractor right down in 4 miles of the farm today. A used tractor, a Massey Ferguson, a nice tractor, and it was $6,500 the tractor, $6,500, and we could all make up and get us a tractor here. We could put a bush hog on our tractor, and things of this nature, that the implements that we need, $6,500 would be acceptable for a good tractor. That's what they priced it to us. So we're going to start a little project. We need $6,500, and if you're able to help us, we can have the tractor delivered right to the farm. It's a good tractor, and it's going to have a bucket on it in the front end loader. That's what we call them down here. And then we'll get started. We need a building. Bob is going to be in charge of getting the building program started. He'll be discussing it with the elders when we get there. And we'll make plans this season. Maybe by next season we can start laying the foundation for at least the restroom part of it, and then move on up to the kingdom of heaven with praise and worship. Now, we love you, and we got to get out of here. And how mighty and how sweet it is to ride in the heavens with Yahweh and the ghost riders in the sky. Pretty soon you're going to see him coming on the clouds with towering great glory. And we're going to raise up our praise and our honor. And the whole earth will shake and tremble in his presence. Let's all praise him. Let's all worship him. I'll see you tomorrow night on the late call. 11 Eastern Standard Time, WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, the transmitting jewel of the Southland. We love you tonight. Yahweh bless you.